unfortunately, there's not a small business confidence measure that I know of regionally, but you're absolutely right. The national data is quite strong. The Small Business Confidence Index rose steeply starting in about November of 2016. So if you want to attribute that maybe to other events like the presidential election, I'm not sure. But it's at its highest level in about 10, 11 years, something like that.
That's good. Any indication, at least what you've talked about with people about and what you've seen in the journals and all that you track, as to why we see this at least on a national basis?
So I definitely see things at the ground level. We work with small business owners all over Northwest Indiana. So, you know, I can't necessarily extrapolate what I see locally, nationally. But certainly what we hear and read about the confidence measure is that there are really three primary issues that may be driving that. The expectation that there's going to be regulatory reform, as well as tax reform and healthcare reform. So, you know, certainly looking at current events, maybe some progress has been made on the regulatory front. Not so much yet on the other aspects, taxes and healthcare, but I think still the small business crowd may think that that is coming or that some deliverable is coming in that area.
Micah, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I agree with Lori completely. I mean, much of economics is driven by expectations. And so you have, you know, this president that is kind of unlike any other president we've had before, is not a political background, has a, you know, business background. And so the natural assumption is that this will be good for business and that he will be able to enact policies that will help businesses in general and small businesses in particular.
When you take a look at this information that and you hear just on almost a daily basis from small businesses here in Northwest Indiana, what are they because you mentioned the regulatory aspect we know is pretty certain, at least we've seen what's happened so far, and we know we're just waiting to find out about any tax reforms that may come about and what impact will have on small businesses, as well as what we see is on healthcare. Those are two very important areas. What do your folks with that work with the Small Business Development Center feel about the taxation issue first, and about what they see about the impact that a change in the healthcare system is going to make?
And, you know, I should preface this by saying when we meet with a client, we're focusing on helping him or her find more customers, perform better financially. We're really not so much engaging with them on what they think about national issues. But let's use taxes as an example. I don't know that everybody's aware of how much business owners are affected by something like the self-employment tax. So, you know, that is the portion that most of us have employers pay for us that covers things like Medicare and Social Security. So small business owners are particularly affected by the need to cover that tax themselves, in addition to the other taxes that they're liable to pay. So taxes are really an important thing to a business owner.
And as far as healthcare, I know here again we're just waiting to find out what plan is going to be put forth here. We've had one chamber of Congress chip in on that. We're waiting for the other now to talk about it and make a proposal to be considered. What seems to be the thought about what needs to be done for healthcare?
A very difficult and complex issue. I mean, it's hard to know of anybody that has their arms fully wrapped around it. But you know, and this affects small businesses in different ways depending on their size. I mean, the under 50 employee crowd aren't as affected as the over 50 employees companies are. But there's this sense that something needs to be done. And I'm sure, you know, we hear on a day-to-day basis of things occurring in Washington, and you're never sure what's going to be done. But I guess there's maybe a sense on the part of small business owners, perhaps, that, well, something's going to happen that may be better than what we have now.
Okay. Micah, what do you see from the studies that you do there at IU Northwest and working with the folks here in Northwest Indiana?
Sure. So taxes in particular is kind of interesting. So I don't know if the listeners know, but if you look at how much tax revenue is collected in the United States as a percent of all the income that's earned in the United States, we're actually extremely low. If you look at all 35 developed countries, only Korea, Chile, and Mexico have a lower tax revenue as a percent of income. So we're a relatively low tax nation if you look at most developed countries. However, if you look at something like corporate income tax, we're the highest. We have 35% corporate income tax rate. Now, that's the official tax rate on paper, but most corporations don't pay that high. If you actually look at how much, once they figured out how to go through tax loopholes and deductions, you're looking at more like 25% tax rate effectively, which is similar to other developed countries. But one of the kind of the key points of the Trump tax plan is to reduce that corporate tax rate from 35% all the way down to 15%. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of small businesses are kind of responding, seeing that big reduction in the numbers. And for many, this may have an effect because, again, if you're a really large corporation, maybe you're not paying that 35%. Maybe you are paying 10 or 15%. But if you're a small company, you're not able to afford the necessary lawyers and accountants to find all these loopholes. And so if it turns out that this kind of converts the effective tax rate to something closer to 15% that everybody pays equally, that could have a big effect on small businesses.
And is that the indication that you get too, Lori, that that the lower tax rate, although there'll still be a rate that which the government will be able to draw some revenue, is still not going to it's going to have a less serious impact on small businesses than what they're paying right now with the higher rate?
I think they're very much hoping for a lower tax rate. Mm-hmm. And to Micah's point, you know, the tax returns of your average small business owner are fairly simple. There's not a lot of opportunities for them to have creative deductions like there might be with much larger companies. Yeah.
They're going through as much as they can to try to save money on taxes with whatever legal help that they happen to have, or they can have assistance. There's not much, I guess, that you can do from the center's point of view, but at least you can offer them the direction to find people that do know the answers to the questions.
Absolutely. We love to refer our great professional resources around the region, whether they're CPAs or attorneys or what have you, to assist with that. But, you know, it's not easy being a small business owner. It's a very competitive landscape out there. Day to day, they are really in the mode of, you know, fighting fires and just trying to appropriately serve their customers and keep enough cash flow in to make payroll. And, you know, it's not easy. So any little bit of benefit or hope for a little bit of benefit is really important to them.
Okay. Micah, when you take a look at the data that comes in, and some of it, I'm sure, you know, it hasn't maybe yet because we're so new into the administration, but we'll end up getting, I guess, in some way into the Northwest Indiana Economic Index. What can you figure out from what you see out there all the time, and it was what Lori's mentioned here, that that's going to have a real impact on the index, to let people know here's how businesses in Northwest Indiana, big and small, are doing.
Sure. So right now we still see a lot of uncertainty, both in healthcare and taxes. There's a lot of, you know, ideas thrown out there, but it's not clear how many will be implemented and how they'll kind of end up in terms of the details. Once that settles down, I think we'll see a larger impact on Northwest Indiana and the nation as a whole. Maybe I can take this chance to kind of plug the Northwest Indiana Economic Index. Anyone interested can go and check out this index. Mm-hmm. The address is go.iu.edu/NWI. And there you can find the Northwest Indiana Economic Index, which tracks the health of the Northwest Indiana economy, as well as measures of Northwest Indiana gross metropolitan product, how much kind of income and goods and services are being produced in Northwest Indiana. And anyone interested in, you know, keeping track of how these changes are affecting the economy, I recommend going there and checking it out.
Let's take a moment and talk about at least what's come up in past indexes here up to the time that we're talking now. And I guess would also include up to the time of the start of the new administration in Washington. How things look here in Northwest Indiana?
Overall, things are doing okay. One of the kind of the ongoing stories we've had for a long time now is that we've been losing manufacturing and goods producing jobs, which are typically higher paying jobs with better benefits, and we've been replacing them with lower paying service sector jobs, food and retail service and things like that. And so in terms of the numbers of jobs, things are looking good, but in terms of the types of jobs, we should have a little bit of concern there. And even, you know, something like retail sales, which has traditionally been pretty strong in Northwest Indiana, has been struggling lately with retail shops closing, you know, uncertainty about Strack and Van Til, and so kind of this traditional source of at least one positive aspect in our economy is kind of a little weaker right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lori Felt, even though that you don't have a lot to say about what the other businesses have as far as their impact, I'm sure, though, that you do hear from folks that contact you there at the Small Business Development Center, their concerns about how the economy is doing in Northwest Indiana right now. And I guess because they have uncertainties, they're right in the thick of it, it seems like. They probably are looking for help and some advice in how they can kind of stay above the fray, so to speak.
Yeah, and certainly when we offer our no-charge services, we've primarily focused on financing, business plan, helping folks with their marketing, finding more customers. But we do hear a lot. I'll throw out an example of a complaint we hear on a regular basis, and I'm sure you've heard about this too, Micah, staffing and finding a skill set that's appropriate for whatever open position a small business owner might have. Loud and clear, the skills gap is a major issue in the region.
Yeah, I'd echo what Lori said. it's kind of a chicken or an egg problem, where if you train, you know, the workforce but don't have the jobs for them, then they leave the area. And if you don't have the workforce, it's hard to create the jobs in the area. So, you know, we've had a lot of emphasis in Northwest Indiana on tax climate and making an attractive location, especially being so close to Chicago. We haven't had nearly as much emphasis on making sure this is a place where workers want to locate, and providing the suitable education and keeping them in the region.
I guess that's just as important, because you have workers that maybe that can be easily trained into the opportunity to get into these higher paying jobs, more technical jobs. Seeing that's what we're seeing now. We're not seeing the traditional manufacturing jobs as it has in the past. We're seeing these jobs requiring a certain amount of technological skills, and you can get the training, but I guess not only as you say, you have to have the jobs to keep them here, but you also have to, I guess, attract them enough to stay here so they can go through their training and stay put, don't you?
Well, absolutely. And that's, yeah, I think, why initiatives like the South Shoreline Expansion, the transportation-oriented district, and trying to really change kind of the living environment in Northwest Indiana are so important.
Mm-hmm. Lori, when you have a chance to talk with the clients as well as people that are interested in becoming clients, and you talk about these areas that you normally take care of for them, and they've been turned, as you've mentioned here, express their concerns or their about the shortcomings that we have here in Northwest Indiana, do they find, though, that there's still some points of optimism that they bring up to you when you sit down and talk with them?
Absolutely. That's, I think, one of the characteristics of small business owners and entrepreneurs is that they tend to have a very optimistic outlook. They're the kind of people who are willing to take a risk. Obviously, having a predictable paycheck from an employer is maybe an easier way to go than taking a risk and running a company yourself and not knowing what the outcome will be. So we hear a lot of optimism. We are delighted to see new companies start in our existing business clients grow and add jobs. I mean, that's exactly what we are here to assist them in accomplishing. So I think there is a lot of optimism.
Let's wrap up the conversation here with a little wish list or some thoughts, at least here, on the next 6 months as we continue on with this first year of the Trump administration and everything that's happening in Washington. Lori Felt, what would you say would be your wish that you would like to see things happen in Washington here as we get to the end of this year, as we've gotten halfway through it already?
Well, I'm just to echo the desires on the part of our small business clients. Certainly some form of simplification, tax reform would be wonderful. It appears clear that something needs to be done with the healthcare environment, so a resolution on those two issues would be wonderful. I will say this, we have been thrilled with the support received from the Small Business Administration. It's a new administrator at cabinet level there. Her name is Linda McMahon. She's already been to Indianapolis and attended one of our events there in May, and that was really something. It's not often that we've attracted the cabinet level SBA secretary to Indiana.
You think maybe that Vice President Trump, Pence might have pushed her and said, why don't you go down there and talk to these people? Sit in and listen to these things and find out a little bit more.
I think that could have been part of it, although I don't know. But she was a big hit down in Indy, wore an Indy 500 jacket for the better part of the day, and really had a lot of fun visiting.
Micah Pollack, your thoughts here looking to the rest of this year that you'd like to see?
I'd like to see a lot more certainty. I mean, we have a lot of ideas out there, but they're all very early. And we have, you know, healthcare reform options and tax reform options. And it's great to talk about them and get these things starting to change. But ultimately, we need to know what the details are. We need to get these things passed, and we need to kind of move ahead. Uncertainty is not good for businesses. They kind of thrive on certainty.